Good morning. I am Commissioner Deanna Keller, Port of Tacoma Vice President, calling to order a regular meeting of the Port of Tacoma Commission on February 18th, 2026. The time is now 10 a.m. Also present are Commissioners Ang and Commissioner Dick Marzano is joining us remotely. We have a quorum. Our meeting is being held at the Fabulich Center and streamlined live on the meeting page at the Port of Tacoma's website at www.portoftacoma.com. The Commission will now meet in executive session until 12 p.m. to discuss three potential litigation items, RCW 42.30.110 sub 1 sub I, two minimum price of real estate sale or lease items, RCW 42.30.110 sub 1 sub C, and one evaluation of a public employee, RCW 42.30.110 sub 1 sub G. And now I'm going to introduce our Executive Director, Eric Johnson.
Thank you, Vice President Keller. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director, Port of Tacoma. The factors that are allowed to be discussed during executive session that relate to real estate leases are as follows: the size and zoning of the property, the distance from and connectivity to deepwater marine terminals, the potential for job creation and consistency with the port's strategic plan. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Good afternoon. This is Commission Vice President Deanna Keller. The time is now 12:01 p.m. This morning, Commissioner Wilcox joined the meeting at 10:01 a.m. and Commissioner McCarthy joined the meeting at 10:02 a.m. as well. We were in executive session from 10 a.m. to, and Clerk, what time? I want to say that it was 11:58 a.m. to discuss three potential litigation items, RCW 42.30.110 sub 1 sub I, to minimum price of real estate sale or lease items, RCW 42.30.110 sub 1 sub C, and one evaluation of a public employee, RCW 42.30.110 sub 1 sub G. Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. We acknowledge that we are on the traditional homelands of the Puyallup tribe. The Puyallup people have lived on and stewarded these lands since the beginning of time and continue to do so today. We recognize that this land acknowledgement is one small step toward true allyship, and we commit to uplifting the voices, experiences, and histories of the indigenous people of this land and beyond. We would also like to recognize February 2026 as National Black History Month, acknowledging the achievements of the African American community and celebrate the great diversity of the American people. Now we're at number two, which is the approval of the agenda. Our first item is to approve today's agenda. Is there anyone who would like to make a change to our posted agenda? Seeing no hands, today's agenda stands as posted. Number three, Executive Director's Report. I'm going to call on Executive Director Eric Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director of the Port. I have just a couple of items to go over today. I'll announce that we had a very successful open house with Tacoma School District, I believe 2 weeks ago, to go over the new Maritime 253 Skills Center opportunity that the high school kids in the area have the opportunity to enroll at. It was held down at the Foss Waterway Museum. A big crowd, lots of kids there, lots of parents. President Marzano spoke, School Board President Bonlander spoke, Bonbright, I mean. And it was just a really good event, and there's a lot of interest in that, and I'd encourage anyone listening who wants to learn more to contact the school district to learn how to get kids enrolled in the fall. Second item of business, it's the second day of Chinese Lunar New Year. And for the first time ever, I've got show and tell during my executive director's report. I am holding a monkey shine, which is one of the monkey shines that the port has hired the Hilltop glass blowers to make. The Port of Tacoma joins other partners in the community in putting out monkey shines on the evening of Lunar New Year, which was Monday night. The port hid, port staff volunteered to hide them around the community. We hid a lot of them. I hid two myself. And it's the year of the fire horse. It's been 60 years since the year of the horse was a fire element. So it hadn't happened since 1966, which is kind of interesting. And we are, in closing, I'll just say that we are once again the title sponsor of the Asia Pacific Cultural Center's Lunar New Year celebration, which is being held this coming weekend at the Tacoma Dome. That's always a big, fun event. I'd encourage anybody who's interested in attending to go, and you'll see our logo there, because we support the APCC. And I will close by saying I have good news that we have found a home for the Chowdown for the Propeller Club this year. It's in May, so it's a little ways out, but we have indeed found a spot to do the Propeller Club's Chowdown. Always like to support that event, and details will be forthcoming. That's my report.
Thank you, Director Johnson. We now come to public comment. We'll now invite public comment. As a reminder, comment time is limited to 3 minutes per person pursuant to RCW 42.56. Recorded public comments and public meeting sign-in sheets, including names and any contact information provided, are subject to public disclosure. We'll proceed in the order on the sign-up sheet. Is there anyone present who has signed up for public comment? Seeing none, would anyone in the audience like to make a statement? We've got a chatty group here today. So we'll just continue to move on. This concludes the public comment portion of our meeting. That brings us to the consent agenda. Items on the consent agenda are considered routine and taken up by one motion and vote unless any commissioner requests an item be removed for individual consideration. The consent agenda consists of A, approval of the minutes for January 21st, 2026, B, disbursement certifications during the period of 1-9-26 to 2-9-26, check numbers 4563 to 4649 and 4651 to 4822 in the amount of $1,166,188.50, and electronic payments in the amount of $33,689,374.13 for a total of $44,855,562.63. And check number 4650 in the amount of $14,192.56 to the State Auditor's Office. C, amending contract 071541 with Baker Tilly for financial audit services. And D, approve WSDOT Virtual Coordination Center ILA. Are there any requests to remove items from the consent agenda? Seeing none, we will be voting on the consent agenda items in two votes due to the check to the State Auditor's Office. So at this time, I would like to call for a motion to approve consent agenda items 5A, 5B1, 5C, and 5D as presented. Moved by Commissioner Wilcox and seconded by Commissioner Ng. Are there any questions, comments, or amendments? So at this point in time, we'll call for a vote via roll call by the clerk.
Commissioner Ng?
Aye.
Commissioner Keller?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarthy?
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano?
Aye.
Commissioner Wilcox?
Aye.
Passed.
Thank you very much. And that motion carries. Now I'd like to call for a motion to approve the consent agenda item 5B-2 is presented. Is there, and so I need a motion.
So moved.
Commissioner Ng moved it.
Second.
And a second by Commissioner Wilcox. Are there any questions, comments, or amendments? Seeing none, clerk, could you please call for a vote?
Commissioner Ng?
Aye.
Commissioner Keller?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarthy?
Abstain.
Commissioner Marzano?
Aye.
Commissioner Wilcox?
Aye.
Carries 4-0-1.
Thank you, clerk. Now the next section is our commission action items. This is the business section of the meeting where items are brought forth by commissioners or staff that require a commission vote. So this is A, which is an award purchase order to Silverback, and I'd like to call on Colin Millen to present.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name's Colin Millen. I am the Director of Port Security for Port of Tacoma. Today I'm here for two actions. One, request project authorization in the amount of $545,000 for the purchase of a rapid response vessel, boat. And two, request authorization for the executive director or designee to execute a purchase order with Silverback Marine for the acquisition of a rapid response vessel in the amount of $521,638. A little background, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, through FEMA, administers the Port Security Grant to enhance port-wide security and protect critical maritime infrastructure. As part of the 2024 PSGP award, funding was allocated for a rapid response boat to expand the port's ability to support security missions, spill response, inspections, and coordinated operations with regional partners. This grant was accepted by the Commission on October 15, 2024. As far as the project scope, the port will utilize Sourcewell, an agreement which enables the port to procure marine vessels through an existing competitively bid contract. Silverback Marine will deliver a fully outfitted rapid response boat meeting the Port Security Grant Program specifications. Some of the scope includes the construction of a 24-foot aluminum response vessel, outfitting with electronics, navigation, and communications equipment that is comportable with port systems, as well as area fire, law enforcement, etc. Delivery, testing, and crew familiarization, warranty, and support services. Here's an image. The vessel is not black, as you can see in this, but this is the only stock images they had at the time. So, from a financial summary, you can see at the top there, Silverback Marine, the federal share is $391,229, with the port share being $130,410 for that total of $521,000. And then miscellaneous equipment, you have the federal share and the port share, $17,522 and $5,841 for a total of $23,362, which equals a grand total of $545,000. So the source of the funds will be grant awards of $408,750 from the Department of Homeland Security Port Security Grant 2024. The remaining $136,250 is included in the 2025 through 2029 capital investment plan. Grant income will be recognized as costs incurred and reimbursement is requested. So to recap, actions requested today is request the project authorization in the amount of $545,000 for the purchase and retrofitting of a rapid response vessel, and then to request authorization for the executive director or designee to execute a purchase order with Silverback Marine for the acquisition of a rapid response vessel in the amount of $521,638.
Great, thank
you.
With
that, questions?
So I'd like to call for a motion to approve those two items, which would be project authorization in the amount of $545,000 for a purchase of a rapid response vessel boat, and number two, authorization for the executive director or his designee to execute a purchase order with Silverback Marine for the acquisition of a rapid response vessel in the amount of $521,638.
I would so move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner McCarthy and seconded by Commissioner Ng. Are there any questions, comments, or amendments?
I have a question.
Commissioner Wilcox.
Thank you. Within the limits of what security would allow, could you briefly describe how it's manned and used?
So it's actually going to be for port use, not just security. If there was an emergency, security would get priority, but the idea of the boat and why we went after it is to have it as a port vessel. So maintenance would be able to utilize it for spill response, putting out booms, things like that. We have a lot of groups that come, need to do inspections of piers, inspections of a buoy out in Commencement Bay, things like that. So the boat that we've looked at with Silverback is outfit perfectly for those type of things. From a security standpoint, our regional partners, whether it's Tacoma Fire, might ask for something. If we're quicker to be able to respond to somebody in the water, as an example, they might reach out and ask if we could assist, things like that. And then as far as manning goes, it would only be done when applicable for security, and where we would patrol the waterway. So it wouldn't be a full-time staff by any means. It would just be done when applicable or needed, as well as when maintenance needed it and things like that.
Commissioner Ng?
Oh, I just wanted to comment, like, thank you and the team who helped secure this grant, because this is mostly going to be paid by DHS port grants and the federal government. And it's a win-win for both the port and a local business who happens to be one of our tenants, Silverback Marine. So this is a great thing on our schedule. Thank you. Thanks.
Commissioner McCarthy?
In terms of moorage, where do you anticipate?
The goal is to moor it at the new Maritime Center Pier when complete. If we take delivery before then, which we most likely will, we would moor it down at the Sitcom dock.
Yeah. Any security issues at the new one?
Not at this time. And if we felt like it was necessary, we could trailer it and keep it on the terminal in the warehouse at times.
So it's able to be trailered?
It is, absolutely. And part of that agreement, it comes with the trailer.
Right. So. Okay. Thank you, Colin. Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Marzano?
Not at this time. That's all a good thing.
That's great. I'd also like to echo what Commissioner Ng said. It's nice to use other people's money, OPM, and it's a great looking vessel. So I'm excited for that.
Excited to be able to take you all out for a tour. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very
much.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, we have Commission International
I believe
Travel.
We need to call for the vote. Did we do that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You need to vote on the boat.
Thank you.
You're so excited.
I know it's been a while since I've done this, so I'd like to call for the vote. All those in favor, clerk, please call for the roll call.
Commissioner Ng?
Aye.
Commissioner Keller?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarthy?
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano?
Aye.
Commissioner Wilcox?
Aye.
Passes.
Thank you, clerk, for catching me on that.
Thanks, Commissioner.
Thanks.
And Madam President, just as a point of personal privilege, Silverback is one of our tenants. I went out and visited. I had the privilege of visiting them about a month ago, where I saw a boat similar to the one that we're going to buy that's under construction. They're a very impressive company, really good local tenant. They have an order book that's over a year out if you want to get one of their boats. And I can't really say enough about how good an operation they have down there. I encourage anybody, if you want to get a tour, let me know and we'll get you out there to look at their operation, because they really do a good job.
That's great. I do have a quick question. Are we going to be, I know that we have the 253 Maritime Center, are they going to be able, any of the students, or are there going to be some young people who will be able to watch the assembly of this boat?
I don't know if they'll be able to watch the assembly of this boat. I can't say that one way or the other, but I can tell you that Silverback was very excited when I told them about Maritime 253 and the Skills Center. In particular, they were happy with the fact that there's a welding shop there to teach kids welding. And Ian, the owner, told me that he's going to be donating aluminum to the program for the kids to practice on as part of the workforce training for his operation. So I think whether they actually can get enrolled in time to see this boat built, I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty sure that they're going to be able to get out there and watch Silverback do things and potentially train for jobs out there.
That's awesome. Thank you. Next, I'd like to call up Elisa Praskovich to talk about Commission International Travel, which is item B.
Great. Good afternoon. For the record, Elisa Praskovich, Chief of Special Projects and Commission Relations. I'm here to talk to you about a City of Tacoma delegation trip to China, which presented itself as an opportunity just a couple weeks ago. As you recall, we approve foreign travel usually twice a year. We look at the first half and the second half, but if and when foreign travel trips present themselves somewhere in the middle of that process, then I come to you for commission authorization. So I'm here to request your approval for international travel to China as part of the City of Tacoma delegation visit from April 4th through the 12th. Some of the details of the trip, as I mentioned, this is a sponsored trip from the City of Tacoma. They'll be bringing along several other partners from the Puyallup Tribe, the World Trade Center, Tacoma Public Schools, and of course, the Port of Tacoma. They'll be visiting various locations within China from Shanghai to Beijing. You can see those different in-country areas listed there. The cost of this travel is predominantly air travel, as a lot of the cost in-country will be sponsored by the host, such as lodging, some meals, etc. This estimate is for one commissioner to travel and totals $21,125. So with that said, I'm here to request your approval for this trip to China, April 4th through the 12th, and I'm happy to take any questions you may have.
So I need to call for a motion to approve Commission International Travel to China, April 4th through the 12th, 2026.
So moved.
So we have a...
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Ng and a second from Commissioner McCarthy. So any questions, comments? Commissioner Ng.
Well, I won't be going, but I do encourage my commissioners or someone here to attend for us in behalf of China, our number one trading partner in Fuzhou, our sister city. I do think that the Port of Tacoma should take on a more robust role in terms of international relations and a bit diplomacy, considering we're a major international port, but also because we need more diplomacy as United States and America through the world. We're not an isolated country, and a lot of our strengths and financials and economic prosperity is tied. And despite the fact that we do have tensions with China, they are still our number one trading partner. And I think this is a great trip to also establish some relationships with our new mayor, some new city council, and other partners that are attending this. So I do encourage us to continue going on these conferences or trips. Thank you.
Commissioner Marzano, do you have any comments?
No, I agree with what Commissioner Ng said. This is a mission that was requested by the City of Tacoma. I think they've been a partner for us for a long time, and I think this is something we can support.
Any other comments, questions? Okay, so it looks like with no other comments, if we could get a roll call by the clerk.
Commissioner Ng.
Aye.
Commissioner Keller.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarthy.
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano.
Aye.
Commissioner Wilcox.
Aye.
Passes.
Thank you. Motion carries. That brings us to number 7, which is the special order of business, and we don't have any slated. Then we have new business. Do any commissioners have a non-action new business item they'd like to discuss or move forward as an action item to the next meeting? Seeing none, it looks like we don't have any committee reports slated at this time. So that brings us to issue briefings, and we have strategic initiatives, progress update, a year in review. I'd like to call on Elisa Praskovich and Mark Moore.
All right, good afternoon. For the record, Elise Praskovich, Chief of Strategic Projects and Commission Relations, and I'll be joined again today by Mark Moore, Senior Manager of IT Projects, most notably on our strategic planning efforts. So we are here today to update you, mostly in looking back at what our key success and milestones were for last year. We're also going to update you that we do have a new 5-year strategic plan, and there's some key changes there that we want to highlight. And then lastly, we're going to close with what we're doing this year and a little bit of a look ahead of that as well. So that is your run of show for today. So let me start first by our new strategic plan. Recall that we spent a significant amount of time last year updating the port's 5-year plan. It was really a refresh versus a rewrite. And two new outcomes as a result of that work were the following. We have a new vision statement, and that is in the plan itself in the front matter, which is the Port of Tacoma is a national model for innovative solutions, job creation, and environmental sustainability for generations to come. We also added an additional foundational goal in workforce development Recall our last plan had 5 foundational goals. With this refresh, we did add one in workforce development. Why did we do that? Well, each of us in this room know that our maritime workforce is under strain right now. There are more people leaving the maritime workforce than are coming in, and the port respects its role and accountability in not only maintaining the workforce, but building a pipeline for the workforce of the future. So that was a key update with this new strategic plan. So what I want to do now is go back up to a high level, and I'm going to turn this over to Mark, who's going to talk about our overall implementation efforts last year. Mark has been a key leader in the digital transformation of our strategic planning process. So we use dashboards and other automated features instead of doing linear PowerPoint slides, which has really helped out the staff from monitoring and accountability and reporting. So thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Commissioners, this year, or 2025, the port leaders identified 90 strategic actions for working on in 2025. And of those 90, we completed 56, or 62%. Some of the actions that didn't complete were ones that we thought we could complete at the beginning of the year and then either got started late or took a little longer than expected. So those will continue on into 2026. And then some of those items are actually large projects that are multi-year projects. So significant progress was made in 2025, but those will continue on into future years as well. One of the things we want to keep an eye on as we're planning for 2026 and future years is identifying some of those larger multi-year projects and seeing if we could break them into smaller pieces that are year-sized chunks so we can better track those.
All right, so what we're gonna do now is just sort of look at our year in the rearview mirror by foundational goal and what were our key achievements. So starting first with economic vitality, and you're gonna see Maritime Center in here a lot. So looking at the Maritime Center, it was just in January of last year where we did the groundbreaking. And over the last year alone, we completely remediated all of the contaminated soil. We restored the shoreline, removing hundreds of creosote, materials, pilings from the water, and by the end of the year, you saw 2 actual structures. So huge accomplishment there. When we look at the Thorn Road off-dock container facility, we spent last year going through a lot of the design and permitting and finalizing the bid. And what that did was enable us, which we're already underway, is starting the demo and construction out there right now. That should all complete by this year. We've talked before about this notable MOU with the Puyallup Tribe of Indians that was signed last March to really develop a marine terminal business in partnership with them. The Blair Waterway Deepening Project last year was spent quite a bit on securing agreements in alignment with the tribe on beneficial use of the dredge spoils, and that will be part of our Echo or East Commencement Bay area for those salmon habitat. And then lastly here, huge milestone in the Tide Flat Sub-Area Plan, a multi-year effort, lots of hard work from both the commission and, of course, staff. And what that really did for us was preserve the marine trade zone here, seaport, make sure that our tide flat lands under ownership of the port preserved for maritime trade and cargo. So moving on to environmental leadership, and again, Maritime Center. Here's some of the amazing figures here. Over 40,000 tons of contaminated soil had been removed. We completely rebuilt the shoreline, and we removed over 331 creosote pilings. We originally thought we were going to be around 100 or so, and then we ended up tripling that number. As a result of our efforts, we did receive Salmon Safe certification. We'll have over 25,000 square feet of solar panels on top of the port's business center, which will roughly generate about 500,000 kilowatts of power generation. And then we will be increasing our number of EV charging stations over there. Commission did approve our Clean Air, our 5-year implementation plan. We continue to grow our fleet of electric vehicles. Most notable last year was the addition of our first ever electric forklift over at EB1. And a really huge milestone here was vessel shore power installation over at Husky Terminal. So organizational success, this foundational goal was really a kind of inside the port type of milestones and goals. We have updated our 5-year strategic plan, which was implemented and ready here on day 1 in 2026. We completed a robust economic impact study who indicated that the Port of Tacoma creates about 41,000 jobs, about $3.8 billion in benefits and pay, and then an economic impact of $10.8 billion to the economy. On our Workforce Central contract, there were 46 participants last year who went through their training program, and we're really happy to say that over 80% of those participating, 37, received job placements. And I'm going to turn us back over to Mark real quick to talk about our deployment of our 5G network last year.
Thank you. So the port last year implemented a private 5G network at the port, and it's in the tide flats. And of note is it's a private 5G network, so it's reserved just for the port's use. And it's a data network, not a voice network. So it's for devices that communicate all over the tide flats. Some of the benefits of this is that it enables us more flexibility and speed when deploying connected devices around the port, such as security cameras and RFID sensors and things like that, where previously we were tied to where we could run fiber optic cabling, right? So now we have a lot more flexibility in where we can deploy those things and how fast we can deploy it, and it's less expensive to deploy as well, so we don't have to do trenching and running cabling. So a real benefit.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, moving on to our transportation advocacy foundational goal. A lot of this, as you see here, is themed around securing money, also earning new money to finish critical transportation projects in the tide flats here. $155 million in new funding for State Route 167, enabling WashDOT to bid on that final stage of the project. $16 million in new funding for the I-5 Port of Tacoma Road interchange. We also supported the city in getting $2.5 million earmark for Portland Avenue freight project. And then lastly, supporting Fife with a $50,000 grant for the 54th Avenue Taylor Way 509 intersection project. So all about transportation infrastructure and getting cargo in and out of here smoothly. And then lastly, on community connections, what a tremendous year for our government and community affairs team here. They really did a tremendous job over the last year, and you can see some of the metrics up here on the slide. But so last year we did three ports and popcorn, where we rented out a movie theater and we packed the house with various port-related or maritime industry-related topics, and we will be expanding that this year. We went to over 15 career fairs and various port tours for a variety of students. At our port boat tour, that sold out in 90 minutes, and we even had a bigger boat from Argosy. And then we had over 3,000 people, a record there, for our Touch a Truck event. So huge success and great public outreach. And then our Working Waterfront, our award-winning news program, is actually almost up to 40,000 viewers a month. So. It's truly a great program. So what I want to do is look ahead to where we headed this year and beyond. There is admittedly a lot on this slide, and I'm not going to cover each and every bullet, but I do want to highlight some of the more important ones. Of course, taking delivery of the Maritime Center, we are expected to get our occupancy certificate in mid-December of this year. We want to do everything we can to make sure that the school opens on time in early September. Seal the deal with our Saxum cold storage business opportunity. We also want to advance the Blair Waterway deepening project through additional agreements and work with the Army Corps, and make sure that hopefully by year's end we have a bucket in the water. We also want to develop, and this one is a bit inside business, not super exciting, but business continuity plans. Last year, as led by the IT department, we did a business impact analysis of every department at the port. We were really motivated after the unfortunate incident at the Port of Seattle, where they lost all of their critical systems from payroll to security badges at the airport. So we are spending a lot of time now that we've done our impact analysis of developing these critical contingency plans, because as we all know, it's not a matter of if, it's when, and we need to be prepared. We'll talk more about the AI strategy in late March, but what are we doing with AI? What is our strategy? How can we use this to improve our productivity, but also not make us more vulnerable? We also want to work more closely with the grain terminal on their emission reduction plan, and you'll also be hearing from them late March as well. And then we also, in that last bullet there, back to transportation, is completing phase one of the 167 project. So that is all we had for you today, and we look forward to the discussion and your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioners, any questions, comments? Commissioner McCarthy.
Comments. With regard to your community connections, that slide, can you...
Oh, sure. Go back to that. And we do have Sean and Leslie here today.
Great.
So,
Our 90-minute sellout of our port tour reservations, you know, tremendous opportunity. A lot of comments in the public. People would like to do that. And at the last minute, I talked to Eric about the possibility of us leasing the Doolin Rogers either on that day or another day, when we have an overwhelming desire, you know. So, and maybe that takes place next year, maybe it does the following year once the new dock is constructed. But I think we ought to look for an opportunity to expand that, since there's such an interest that it sells out within 90 days.
I see. Phone a friend, Sean Egan.
There may be some surprises in the works for this summer. Well, it's a splendid idea.
Well, let me see if I have any more comments on this.
If it makes you feel any better, I have no idea what he's talking about.
I'm not sure he is. Sure.
Hasn't been any legal review either.
Commissioner Wilcox.
Referring back to one of the first slides, did I understand correctly that in the future for the multi-year projects, there would be annual completion targets?
That's our goal, is to keep a better watch on those. And as we identify items that look like these are actually multi-year items, is to encourage them to be broken up into smaller pieces that are, you know, what can be done in a one-year period. We probably won't catch everything, and not everything at the beginning of the year when we do our planning, we know it won't make it, but some things are pretty obvious, and so we'll be looking at being better about keeping an eye out for those.
Well, my compliments on being accountable, and I can see why identifying annual benchmarks would help a lot. So thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Ng.
Well, first, thank you for doing this, and also to our community team. I can only imagine our community connection is going to grow once we have our port administrative building right next to Maritime 253 and all the possibilities that come with that, whether hosting or events, whether local, international. I think that will bring up so much possibilities and also funding, I imagine. I think one of the things that I wanted to bring up is that I know for details, because I saw all the list. Can you go to
The last slide, 2026, or?
Yes, all the things, yes. Okay. Looking ahead and beyond, some of the things, I could go into details into all of these because it's so interesting. But for our retreat, I am taking a look at, you know, kind of details and updates and an imagining of the area of potential, I'm just going to call it that, from early business center to the Arkema site cleanup to the finalization of the Oxy cleanup agreement and where we are on those. With regards to, you know, that's a whole entire ecosystem with ecology, with Seaport Alliance, with our own plans. And so I'm just gonna say, like, those are kind of some of the things that I'll be looking at for our retreat, is real estate and the things that we'll need to do to put these back into good use or into new use. As I learned from my past commissioner, Meyer, real estate is our cash flow, money, 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 money. So that's one thing that I am taking a look at, is the potential for these particular lands. Thank you.
Commissioner Marzano.
Just want to thank for the report. You know, it really does show how much we've accomplished, but also how much more is ahead of us. And just want to thank the staff for all the work they do in helping us get to where we need to go.
Commissioner Wilcox.
Thank you, and I'm sorry to ask for your attention twice. But being new, I don't have a long perspective on most of the things that were covered here. But there is one thing that I do, and I want to compliment all of you that have had a role in building the relationship between Port of Tacoma and the legislature. You've been very, very effective, and I've had 14 years to see those who are effective and those who aren't. And Port of Tacoma is one of the stars.
Thank you. I also want to thank our staff. And you heard that from all of the commissioners that, and you know, we don't give our appreciation enough for the high-quality staff that we have. People ask me all the time, what is my favorite part about being a port commissioner here at the Port of Tacoma? And it's the things that all of you do. We'll come back from the community. We come up with a dream and an idea, and you execute it beautifully. In fact, you take it way beyond what I even thought possible. So I want to thank you so much, because you're just amazing. Okay. Thank you both very much. That brings us down to commissioner announcements and comments. And do we have anyone who'd like to go ahead and speak? Commissioner Marzano?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to make one comment. Last night, Commissioner McCarthy and I went to the Propeller Club meeting and listened to Eric Johnson give a beautiful presentation to the group, and it was fun, it was funny, it was informative. The way that he answered questions of folks, I was extremely proud of the work that you did last night, so thank you very much. Okay, well, coming to that, it looks like with no further business before the commission, we will adjourn, and clerk, the time is now 12:41 p.m.